Welcome to the Notre Dame Seminary Podcast. We are an apostolic community dedicated to forming Roman Catholic priests for the new evangelization.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the lowering of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your head, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today we begin the holy season of Advent, a season of waiting, a season of preparation. Preparation and waiting for the coming of the Lord. And that coming is twofold, a coming that already took place. And so in a way, we are preparing to celebrate Christmas. We are preparing to celebrate a coming that already took place. But secondly, and probably more importantly, is to prepare for the second coming. The coming that our readings talk about. And the season of Advent is divided into two broad sections. From now until December 16th, the focus will be on the second coming. And then from 17 up to Christmas, we do the immediate preparation. And so my homily is going to focus more on that second coming, a coming that the gospel says is imminent. We had our seminarian convocation this past summer. And Bishop Farb, in his address to the seminarians, I'm sure the guys from Homer Thibodeau will remember this, he made a statement that touched me, a statement that has kept me awake. He talked about death. And he said, "I am becoming more and more comfortable with my mortality. I am becoming more and more comfortable with my death." This is a young man. As far as I'm aware, I don't think he has any major health issues. And yet, he says, "I'm becoming more and more comfortable with my mortality, with my death." And so the question I was asking myself, can I make that statement? I'd like to challenge you, can you make that statement? Can you say, "I am becoming more and more comfortable with my death"? In other words, I'm becoming more and more ready. Because every passing day,
it is getting closer and closer and closer.
And so the season of Advent is a season that invites us to prepare. Today we also begin a new liturgical year. We enter into year C. And sometimes when we look at it, it's like a circle. But I hope that every passing year, we don't find ourselves in the same place, but rather that every year, every passing liturgical year is an opportunity for us to grow in our faith. Because year by year, we are making that progress. We are advancing. Year by year, we are drawing closer and closer to God. And so a good question to ask ourselves tonight is, am I growing closer to God? If I look back at last year, the beginning of the season of Advent, am I in a higher place? Am I growing in my faith? Am I growing in my relationship with the Lord? Or am I still in the same place? The church gives us the liturgical cycle to draw us year by year closer to the Lord, to make us grow in our faith, to make us grow in our relationship with the Lord. In the gospel reading, Jesus focuses on two areas. He warns about two areas, and I like to focus on those two. He says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of life, so that that day will catch you, will take you by surprise like a trap. That day catches you unawares, like you're not prepared. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness. I took that to mean all the pleasures of this world, all the attractions of this world, and you know that there are many. And sometimes as a priest, you get a lot of them. And so Jesus warns, let them not take your attention. And secondly, he talks about the anxieties of daily life. And they are there. For you, the anxieties of seminary formation, the anxieties of your formation, of your studies. He's saying, let those not take you away from preparing for the coming of the Lord, because it is coming. It is not a question of maybe. It is going to come. And so in the midst of all that we have, the anxieties of our daily lives, the Lord invites us to be ready, to be prepared. And so, my brothers, are you prepared? How much are you devoting yourself in a very conscious way to think about that second coming and to prepare for it very consciously? In the opening prayer, we prayed that the Lord may grant us the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. That the Lord, the loving God, may grant us the resolve to run forth to meet the Savior when He comes with righteous deeds. What are those deeds? How can we lay hold of those righteous deeds? I think the second reading gives us what sums it all up. St. Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, he says to them, "Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love. Love for one another and love for all." I think the key there is love. That you may increase, that you may abound in love. Love for one another and love for all. What does that mean in a very practical way? Probably if we stay with St. Paul, we'll get a better insight when we go to his letter to the Corinthians, that famous chapter 13 that talks about love. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is patient. Love bears things. Love endures all things. Where do you need to grow in love? Where do I need to grow in love? My brothers, living in a community, there are many challenges. That brother who rubs you the wrong way. That brother who seems to pull you down. Love is kind. Love is patient. To go, to run forth to meet Christ with good deeds is to be patient with that brother. Is to be kind to that brother. Is to endure that difficult situation. Trusting in God and because of God. And so, my brothers, as we enter into this holy season of Advent, and as we enter into this new liturgical year, let us pray for the grace to devote ourselves ever more closely to God. And in so doing, prepare ourselves for His coming. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
You have been listening to the Notre Dame Seminary Podcast. Notre Dame is a Roman Catholic seminary and graduate school of theology located in New Orleans, Louisiana. For more information, log on to www.nds.edu.